Yesterday afternoon, I listened to an Irishman relate his feelings of following a obviously major bust up with someone. I'm not quite sure whether it was friend or business or family. But as I listened to Paul O'Mahony while I was doing what I was doing, and everything he said, I listened to intently. I normally do, but more intently because I could feel how he felt, because he was hurting, and he was hurting because he'd had a major flare-up with someone, and he wished he could have wound the clock back and not lost the temper or done something to calm the situation down. But you can't turn the clock back, and what was done is done. And Paul was talking about how, really, how he was feeling, how so upset he was. He was, I guess, angry at the fact that the other half of this angry debate, in his mind, caused it. He was not the guilty party, and that you can only go with your own feelings. But that really doesn't matter. I mean, it's, of course, it's, we all kind of feel when we have a major bust up that it was their fault. It was all their fault. I'm innocent. It wasn't me that caused it. And we've all done it. And I'm sure Paul has probably thought long and hard about how he felt during that argument, and thought afterwards, was there something I did do, you know? Was it really me, or was I more to blame than I was making out? Or I'm still convinced that it was the other party to blame. And we've all been through that. But it wasn't that part that I really had heartfelt sadness as I listened to him relate his story. Because when I have we've all had major bust-ups in our lives, for goodness sake. Who hasn't? Put your hand up. But when I have a major flare-up, and thank the Lord I haven't had one of those for many a year. Bust-ups, yes, but not something volcanic, if you like. But I hurt. I really do hurt following the event. Whether it's, I 100% believe it was the other party to blame. No doubt whatsoever in my mind, it wasn't me that caused this. But it's the fact, like Paul said, the fact that I allowed myself to lose the rag, as they say. And when you lose the rag, all kind of things are said. We tend to flail our arms, stick our chest out, slam doors, parade up and down. We'll maybe walk out the room in enraged tones and get a few paces and think, no, that's not enough, and we'll go back in and we'll have another pop, and they'll have another pop. But that's how it goes, because we can never accept guilt. And I'm not saying Paul's to blame by any means. Paul has his own views on that. But that's how we go when we lose our temper severely. You know, all common sense and all thoughts of calming ourselves down or calming the tone down go straight out the window or straight out the door. Sometimes they go through the door. But where I really empathised with Paul was I knew he was hurt inside at the fact that he'd been part of that major flare-up. And when I experienced those, or thankfully in the past experienced those, I genuinely hurt. I hurt so bad that it affects my whole being. It affects me for the rest of that day, maybe 2 days, maybe 3 days, maybe a week, depending on how long it takes to mend that breach. And no matter how you intend to repair that, it's not just in your head anymore. It's in your heart. It's in your inner being. And I generally hurt so much that even though I know that the other party was 100% to blame, I will do my utmost to make amends as soon as possible. Not to give in, but to get rid of that atmosphere when invariably people end up not talking, avoiding eye contact, avoiding physical closeness by any means. You know, if one walks into a room, the other one walks out the room, even though they weren't going anywhere. But I'll personally do the damnedest to make amends, and the other party may think they've gained satisfaction by the fact that I'm the one making up. So yeah, he's given in, he realises now that he made the mistake. I don't give a jot. I really don't give a jot, because I'll be hurting so much inside. My chest will literally hurt. My heart aches like when you've been dumped by your long-term girlfriend, or your wife has left you, or some terrible things happened in your life, and you just ache from the inside out. That's exactly how I go. And I can't continue that way. I just have to make amends and make peace. And I could feel that hurt in Paul's voice. And I could even probably hear him saying to himself, I need to fix this and fix it soon. And I wish him all the best to make those amends, whether he was the guilty party or not the guilty party, because he felt that because he allowed himself to be so enraged to cause this massive eruption, that he felt that he was partly to blame. And I've no doubt in my mind that it'll be Paul O'Mahony who'll make the amends. Whether he's in the right or in the wrong, it wouldn't matter. It's a terrible thing when we have major busts up. And it's a terrible thing if that major bust up is within the family. Business bust ups, I think, can happen on a regular basis. We all have major bust ups with our fellow workers or our partners or in work or business. Those can be mended, but they don't really, as such, in my mind anyway, don't, or never have in my life, affected my family life, my home life. But if it's in the home, it affects your whole being within the home. It's just so, in my case, in my mind, it's just so debilitating. I have to sort it as quick as I possibly can, and try to get back to normality as quick as I possibly can, and get rid of that air of aggression that exists, that no one can see, no one can picture, but you can feel it, and it cuts through you. And I really, and I use the word hate, I guess hate's a terrible thing, but I really do hate and detest that feeling of hurt following a major bust up. So just my views, my thoughts on Paul O'Mahony's situation, which I do hope has been resolved or will be resolved as soon as possible, and to take that hurt away. Life's hard. Yeah, and these things happen, but that doesn't make you feel any better until the repair is made, and you know, when you get that when you made that repair, when the other person accepts that the aggression has gone and situation normal once again, and they start to talk freely and openly to you and converse and not avoid you, that's a tremendous feeling. That's like having a massive weight taken from your shoulders. It's like taking that tension that is wrapped around your heart and your very being. So, just my thoughts, my personal thoughts on enraged temper and volcanic eruptions in the social sense. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.